You're listening to the Reaching Japan podcast. My name is James Miyashita. So glad that you're here today. In this podcast, we cover updates and news about what's currently happening in our lives and ministry. You can find us on the web at reachingjapan.com, facebook.com/reachingjapan, and twitter.com/reachingjapan. Now, if you haven't already, please leave us a review for this podcast so others can find it as well and join us on the journey of reaching Japan with the gospel. Thanks so much for tuning in. Here's what we're going to be talking about. How is it already November, the end of November? It's kind of crazy. But thank you so much for continuing to pray for us. We are getting ready for Christmas now. I think this is probably going to go out on Thanksgiving Day or the day after there in the States. Japan doesn't have Thanksgiving in this American sense because, you know, the pilgrims didn't come to Japan. they have a thing called Labor Thanksgiving Day, kind of like, hey, thanks for working hard. You can work so everybody who's off can work, not work. a little bit of sarcasm there. But we had that on Wednesday, so that's a national holiday. But we don't have normal Thanksgiving. But this year, we decided that we would try to do a more of a Thanksgiving meal kind of thing and invite some people from our neighborhood. So we have a few people that are supposed to be coming over this evening, and they're all not Christians. So I'm trying to use this as a springboard to build those relationships and get the gospel to them. So normally we don't like doing super American stuff because we're in Japan, but we decided this year that we're going to just use every excuse we can to be like, hey, so American Thanksgiving, come to our house. And then, you know, we could seed the conversations for later. So it's actually an idea that I got from another missionary who'd been working in Japan for a long time. And so thankful for seasoned people who speak into our lives. But right now we're getting ready for Christmas as well. This year we're going to be doing a Christmas Eve. We're calling it a candlelight service. I'm not sure exactly what we're going to do yet, but we're promoting it. So last year we actually had a pretty good turnout on our Christmas Eve candlelight service. So we're probably going to run the same thing. Rosie's actually going to be doing a ladies' Christmas tea early in the month, actually, because in Japan, the way Christmas works, Christmas isn't a national holiday. So, you know, people do Christmas, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, people are starting to take decorations down, sometimes even Christmas Eve, because everybody's kind of running towards the New Year's holiday. In Japan, New Year's is the big deal. New Year's is like when in Thanksgiving when people get together in the States. Well, in Japan, it's New Year's. Everybody, you know, they go see family and stuff on New Year's. So, you know, a lot of times people do Christmassy stuff, you know, top of December. And then by Christmas Day, it's all gone. Because in Japan, they don't have Thanksgiving. So a lot of times the major commercial stuff is they do Halloween stuff. And then right after Halloween, it goes straight into Thanksgiving. So Starbucks has been playing Christmas music for about a month now, and it's that's just what Japan's like. But we're planning on doing a Christmas Eve, that's a Saturday night this year, outreach, evangelistic service, and then Sunday, we're going to try to split up into two services, Sunday morning and Sunday afternoon. Same service, same content, but right now we've been having a lot of people coming to church, and so if everybody invites somebody and comes, then we all won't fit. So it's kind of a good problem to have. We are looking for a new space right now, but we're going to split up into two services and try to kind of divide and conquer and try to get some more people through the door. So our Christmas Eve is going to be for people that we're not connected with. And so if it's a fresh contact, have them come on Christmas Eve. And then the people that are going to be inviting their friends, have them come Christmas Day on Sunday. So that's kind of our game plan right now for Christmas this year. So we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of work, but we're excited about it. We're also looking at renting a new location in the southern part of town. I think I've written about this a little bit in some of our recent email updates. But what's exciting is there's an area of town. It's about maybe a 10-ish minute drive from our house. There's a basketball court there. And I was actually going there a little bit earlier this year. But here's the thing. I'm really, really not good at basketball. So, you know, you go there and everybody's like, oh, it's great. I'm glad you're trying to get good at basketball, we'll play our game, you know. So it's not a thing, but a lot of young guys come and hang out there at the basketball court, and so it's been an area that's really been on our minds a lot. And Recently, an office that a space that was used for an office came on the market to rent, and so we are currently actually filling. I just sent the paperwork off to our real estate agent this morning, but we're looking at renting this space. It's about a 3-minute walk from the basketball court. It's a very nice one. It's well paved. It's sponsored by a major basketball company, and they're actually in the middle of redoing that basketball court. They closed it down last month and they're renovating it and making it bigger. And they're going to be reopening in the spring. So, kind of our dream right now is we want to rent this space as well to start another church location. Because right now, our first church is at 10 a.m. We don't have Sunday school right now and we don't have a Sunday night service. Right now we're trying to grow our first church into a Sunday morning, stay for lunch, Sunday afternoon kind of sh mentality there. So right now we're kind of doing that once a month, the whole lunch and then afternoon service kind of thing. Lunch, I call it lunch and learn. And trying to kind of get people more accustomed to staying around and fellowshipping, and it's been a blast, and people seem to really be enjoying it. But after that, we're free. So I'm thinking about doing a second church location at 4 p.m. But since it's so close to a place where a lot of young people hang out, I'm really wanting to make this second location that we're going to rent full time to be more of like a youth center so we can funnel young people into it and maybe start a youth group there. So we are praying about that. But since I'm not good at basketball, though, we're looking for a couple of young guys to come next summer and maybe be a 3-on-3 team for us and kind of work that area to make new contacts and reach people. And then they would also get to experience Japan. So if you know somebody that's decent at basketball but really loves Jesus, and they'd like to come for the summer, please have them send me an email. James@reachingjapan.com, or shoot me a text 470-278-7415. That's 470-278-7415. You can find this my contact info online as well, or just go to our website reachingjapan.com and send us a message. Because we're looking for guys roughly between 18 to 24-ish. If they're a little bit over or a little bit under that, we can still talk. But that's roughly the age that we're looking at, and we'll have a place for them to stay, and it's just going to be a really cool opportunity to spend a summer in Japan to help reach people for Jesus. So that's kind of one of the things that we're going on right now, and then we are looking at maybe doing some international outreach as well. And so this is kind of still in the concept stage. We haven't executed it yet, but I think maybe next spring we might start trying to reach out a little bit to the international community because they might be a little more open to hearing the gospel. So we're still here to reach Japanese people, but a lot of these people, they come from South America, they come from Southeast Asia, and they are displaced. And they really work long hours in factories and kind of work those jobs here in Japan. And so, they're trying to work and send money home, and since they've already kind of crossed this very big barrier of going to a new place and stepping out of their comfort zone, and they're kind of ripped away from their cultural ties, there's opportunity for them to think about new things. And so we're thinking about maybe doing a Japanese service in simple Japanese for these people, because a lot of them don't speak English. They're international, so they speak Vietnamese, they speak Cambodian, they speak Thai, they speak Spanish, Portuguese, because they're from Brazil. And they don't speak English. So, a long time I was tossing this idea of an international church, like a bilingual service, English and Japanese. But I think maybe we could do something instead that's only Japanese, but targeted towards simple Japanese, because that would be more of the common denominator among the international community here. So, just something to think about, pray about, if you will. And we're also going to be talking to some people to get some details on how we can buy property here in Japan for our church and things like that. So a lot of really cool, exciting things that are going on. So pray for our Christmas outreach. Pray for our new location. Pray that they will rent to us as a church and that we can do outreach and ministry there. And then praying that we can get three young guys to come over for next summer. And then pray for international outreach. So that's just a tad bit of what's been going on. But it's really just been neat to see how God has been, that there's been so many people in so many different places that have been working and sharing the gospel and years before us. And it reminds me of how God told his disciples as he was going through Samaria, you know, other men have planted, and you're basically harvesting some stuff where you didn't plant. And we are working here to sow the seed and preach the gospel. And, you know, on Sunday morning, you know, maybe 40% of the people in the room are professing Christians. The other 60% are totally not from, are not. And so, you know, we're reaching people who are far from God. But we want to see more people come to know the Lord. But it's just neat to see how God is bringing all this work together at this church plant. So thanks so much for keeping up with us. Thanks for listening today. And thank you for always praying for us. So that's a little bit of what's been going on here. Now, if you have any questions or comments about what we talked about today, I'd love to hear from you. I will do my best to answer those questions on this podcast. You can always reach me via email. My email address is james@reachingjapan.com. That's james@reachingjapan.com. We are honored to serve under the direction of Vision Baptist Church and Vision Baptist Missions in Alpharetta, Georgia. If you're looking for a way to take your next step in ministry or missions, please reach out to me. Thanks for tuning in today. We will see you next time.